Well, look, what we saw in the Census Business Index is that we measure their response on how easy it is to access finance, so either easy or hard. And what we saw in the most recent index is that the incidences of being hard have grown dramatically. So the net score of that survey shows a 17-point drop in the ease of accessing finance into a fairly negative territory. What small businesses are telling us is that off the back of the banking inquiry, their ability to get finance easily has changed. Now, if you sort of pull that apart a bit further, we primarily see it in the small businesses. So businesses sort of below 200 employees, or about 100 employees, were most affected. And the reason why is because many of them will use their home loan or their mortgage on their existing assets as a way to get finance for their business. So what we believe is many of them have sort of got caught up in a more rigorous and changed process within the banking industry, and that's flowing through down to small businesses, which, as the data's indicating, are getting, I guess, finding increasingly hard to access finance, which is, you know, quite worrying in the data set for this quarter.
Would you say that the Banking Royal Commission has anything to do with, or a major part of, why these companies are struggling to access finance, or at the very least, their confidence in accessing it?
Agree, we do. What's interesting is we've been doing this survey for 25 years, so access finance has been a key question for a number of decades now, and we've seen two quarters of a material drop in the confidence of accessing finance. Now, this is quite unique. When all the other indicators for small businesses like wages, profits, sales are actually really positive, and in some areas of Australia growing, this two-quarter quite material drop, we would suggest, is absolutely linked to the banking inquiry. And as I said, you know, for small businesses, many of them are using either their home loan or existing assets to get access to finance for their business. And if that is slowed down, or the process takes longer, or requires them to provide more evidence around what the banks might require, that does make it more difficult for them. And then I think the question for a small business is, of course, many of them will be, of course, talking to their bank, but at the same time, they're probably going to non-bank lenders, many of whom maybe have a more speedier process than what they might be experiencing with the banks.
Looking at the figures, the sort of issues regarding accessing finance, as well as their confidence in it, seem to persist across every mainland state and territory. So how do the Tasmanian SMBs perform differently?
You're right. Tasmania was the only state where actually the data improved for this. Now, Tasmania is quite unique at the moment. We're seeing very, very high confidence levels in Tasmania businesses at the moment. Their economy is absolutely doing incredibly well. Businesses in Tasmania have come off a bit of prolonged period of perhaps lower growth. And, you know, many would say actually Hobart and Tasmania is having a bit of a boom at the moment. So that's making businesses incredibly positive about what's going on there. Also, you know, remember, I guess, that your trading results of your business and how well your business is doing probably is a key factor in the data that a bank or someone might use to assess whether a business should get finance. And so trading conditions across most of the business sectors in Tasmania are really, really strong. So that could be playing into the reason why Tasmania is a little bit unique to the rest of the country. And what we saw in the rest of the country is the results in all other states and territories dropped. In fact, the worst drop we saw actually was in Victoria. Now, economically, Victoria is doing pretty well, and business confidence is pretty good in Victoria. It has softened a little bit from the last quarter, but still in really positive territory.
So what still needs to change in how SMBs are accessing their finances or their confidence to access it?
Look, I think the issue, my belief is that it will rebalance at some point as the banking inquiry finishes and as businesses perhaps adjust to the way that banks want to process and accept loans and the information they require. And of course, the banks want to loan money. You know, they want to loan money to people who can repay it. So I suspect as the banks rethink their processes, of course, they want to make the experience for customers better and easier and simpler. So I think the banking industry will perhaps adjust more effectively over the short term. Businesses do want to loan money, but what I would say is some of them at this time might be reassessing when they go to a bank or a non-bank lender as a consequence of this aberration that we're seeing in the market right now.
So looking at the figures, it says that just under about 40% said that they're not confident in their access to finance, but approximately 60 to 65% still fairly confident in accessing their finance. So what is it that these 65% of respondents are doing that is perhaps something that the 35% could take on board?
Yeah, look, what we definitely see is that if your business is larger than smaller businesses, your ability to get access to finance seems easier. And in fact, their numbers indicate really positive results for accessing finance. There's no doubt it's really impacting those smaller businesses. So I think that's one key factor in the data. I do think one of the challenges, of course, is that as the banks have perhaps asking for more information and more time to consider a loan, I think small businesses, those that are having success, have adjusted to that quite well. So have their records in good shape and can give them to the bank quickly, and perhaps, you know, have perhaps a better relationship with their bank to be able to access finance or their lender. So I think it's those factors that are helping those businesses. I think for others where, you know, maybe you've got a small business and you haven't had to get a loan from someone for, you know, 3 or 4 years, and the last time you got a loan, maybe it was much easier. Now what's happened, of course, is they're a little bit surprised on what's required of them to get the loan that maybe 4 or 5 years ago was really much, much easier to get. I think it's those businesses that have to, I guess, adjust to this new environment.